How we doing, guys?
Good. How are you?
All right. Pretty decent practice. Got some more situations worked on, and keep refining little things. Guys are making more consistent plays. So some of the young guys, you can see them start to get it. I mean, the clicks and the questions they ask. If you know, sometimes the protection's called wrong. That can't be right, Coach. I mean, the questions, that feedback, you let them know that they're starting to grasp what's going on defense. You know, formations here and they're making checks and doing things. You can just see the knowledge and the confidence in them starting to grow a little bit. So hopefully we can play better. Questions?
You like what you've seen in the last couple of days when you gave Anthony Hines at Rover look?
Yeah, I have been. He's done a good job out there. Because he's an outside backer, and he runs so well, and he's long, and he can good blitzer, run in space.
Is he starting to get it mentally?
Seems to be, yes. Playing hard, yes.
Did Buddy Johnson practice today?
No.
What's going on?
His toe's sore.
Okay.
He's got a couple of days off from that surgery. We give him a couple of days. He'll be back.
How's Clement's recovery?
Good. Been fine. They say he's right on schedule.
When do you expect that to be?
I don't know.
I know you get tired of getting asked this, but it's exactly 2 weeks to today, the first game, so any closer to a quarterback decision?
No.
How about a starting lineup? When do you typically decide on?
When one gets declared.
Okay.
I do. I mean, we'll figure out. Yeah, we got a lot of time. There's a lot of time between now and then. See who guys grow in the development.
I think that would just the starting lineup in general. When do you decide to just get the one opportunity, get that squared away?
When the time shows up.
Yeah.
I don't have a time.
Yeah, those two quarterbacks still an even rotation right now.
Yeah.
Coach, how excited are you about, you know, only 2 weeks out now, how excited are you for that first game of college?
I ain't even thought about it. I'm not even thinking about that first game. I'm trying to get through practice and try to get our team and get certain things that we need and understand done before we get that way.
When you say y'all are refining a few things, can you tell us like some of the things?
No, I mean just situation. You're starting to understand how to manage a clock, how to, you know, it's 4 minutes at the end of a game, it's 2 minutes before the half, it's 2 minutes at the end of the game, all the different scenarios that you have to have to win a game, you know what I mean, and refining your thought process and your mental process of how you think and how a play can change depending on the time on the clock, down and distance, things like that. They keep refining their thought process, which is critical to winning.
And they're grasping things.
They're starting to, yes, because we keep preaching it and repeating it and repeating it and doing it over. And this big thing is how to think, because you can call all the thing, it never draws up like you're supposed to. But what are you trying to accomplish? What's the ultimate goal on each play by the time on the clock, the situation, down and distance, and you got to manage things accordingly.
Montel Parker was back at practice today.
Yes.
How nice was that?
That was very good. He's going to be a really good young player. We like him, and I was glad to get him back out there.
What was the injury?
He was injured, but I won't go into all that. But he was fine. I mean, it's nothing. Just need some time.
Do you watch any Last Chance U at all?
No.
Are you surprised that Malik hasn't been picked up by anywhere? I mean, is that surprising to you?
Malik was a very good player out of high school. He was a great player. I've never seen a film of him since. So I have no idea. I couldn't say. But he was a good player out of high school.
Did you figure that when he left that he would find his way back to the FBS eventually?
You don't ever know when that goes on. I mean, you just hope that things work out for all of them.
Kind of a goofy question, I guess, but has the dust had any kind of impact on y'all?
The what?
The dust. I guess not.
I haven't even noticed. What dust?
Saharan dust. Nothing in
there. I ain't never noticed then. Hey, when football players, we live in dirt, so we live in dirt and dust. So there's always dust on every play. There's a smoke or something on every play. There's something flying up. If we're playing right. Seriously, I don't know where that came from. I never heard of it.
Given the way that,
of course, I don't know what's going on in the world right now.
Given the way that things kind of worked out with the quarterbacks at the end of Florida State with John Franklin, DeAndre, and Malik, I mean, did that change the way you recruited quarterbacks at all, or did that impact the process on when you evaluate guys or anything of that nature?
Yeah, I mean, you're always trying to evaluate and find the right guy to be in your program.
What did you want from that whole just having guys that didn't pan out that way?
No, you've had that at every position in your life. That happens in football all the time. You make decisions based on things you know and what you know. Hopefully you learn from them. Just keep gathering information.
I'm curious just what y'all kind of expect from Tyrell Dodson. I thought he had a pretty solid year last year.
I hope he had a very good year with a lot of leadership and poise and a guy that can make plays and do a lot of things and lead our team, make calls, put us in the right plays, you know, and set an example of the temperament of how we want to play with.
Is he one of those guys you feel like you're –
Yes, he seems to be. He gets it. He knows. He's a very smart. He knows what to do and how to do it. I mean, occasionally we have eye violations and things like that, but, you know, that's typical, you know. But hopefully he can just keep those down. But he's been playing pretty well.
Feeling pretty good about just the amount of juniors and seniors defensively, and are they stepping up vocally?
They seem to be. It's you hear them at times. Like I say, I am never, ever going to have enough leaders. And I say that. You don't ever have enough. And the guys that take that bit, they don't have to be dominant leaders, but guys that know what they're doing. Leadership, it's not always the guy leading the other guy. His leadership is it could be in himself, that he takes leadership of himself, that, you know, I don't want to be vocal, but the way I play, my temperament, the way I talk, I communicate with my teammates, you know what I mean, as far as calls and things like that. I mean, that's leadership, too. We always think of leadership as a guy out front, but there's a lot of other leaderships in teams that are very vital, and, you know, till everyone does it, you're never happy.
Is Mac starting to lead himself?
Who's that?
Mac.
Daylen.
Is he starting? Daylen?
Yeah, he'd been fine. He's done hell. He's got great effort, consistent, playing physical, hasn't had any, you know, major things. I mean, you make a mistake here and there, go the wrong gap or, you know, twist on the wrong thing occasionally, you know, like you always do, but and you're learning new schemes. But for the most part, he's been very self-motivated.
Given the way roster management is in 2018, going back to quarterbacks, is that now more important than ever than it was maybe 10, 15 years ago, the way that position is these days?
I think it's always important. I think the quarterback position has always been important. We manage it very similar.
All right. Coach, thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.